This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Xavier Scruggs, and you're listening to The Bigs.
You know, I was the youngest, and, you know, being black coming up, man, it was definitely weird, you know, trying to have some locker room presence.
That's Tim Anderson, shortstop for the Chicago White Sox. If there's one thing you got to know about Anderson, it's that he plays the game his own way. On the field, he's electric. You can't look away. He'll smash a homer and throw his bat, or he'll steal a base and pop up to tell you all about it. Not everyone plays that way, but that's what took Anderson all the way to the 2021 All-Star Game. And he's not going to change for nobody.
And this ball's drilled deep left field. We got a star on our hands.
Today, we'll talk all about that journey and how he stays authentic to himself at every turn.
When I'm playing, they're watching, so I am entertaining.
And of course, we'll get into the bat flipping.
He throws the bat, the ball goes flying, it is gone! 2-0 Sox.
Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anderson grew up in Tuscaloosa, and his childhood, it wasn't an easy one. He lived with his aunt. Some weekends, they'd drive 2 hours to visit his father, Tim Sr., in prison. Anderson didn't even play baseball in high school until his junior year. Back then, basketball was his first love. And that swag he's known for on the field today, it comes straight from his early days of hooping.
I was a basketball guy. And, you know, basketball, man, it's up-tempo. Got a dunk on you, gonna let you know. It was just one of those things, man, it kind of played into baseball. And, you know, man, and if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it 110%. And you gotta think about, man, this is how I feed my family. This is how I take care of my kids. This is how I take care of all the people I love. So, you know, why not go out there and do your best and give the people a show? You got fans in the stands, so they come to see a show. So why not?
Tim hits this ball a mile deep left field, and Anderson into the second deck makes it 4-2.
It could be playing basketball or baseball, anywhere from his hometown in Alabama or playing in the bigs for the White Sox. It doesn't matter.
That's what I am. When I'm playing, they're watching. So I am entertaining. And you don't want to take nothing for granted. So I just try to treasure every moment and, you know, treat people the right way. Because the great story is being told by you when you're dead and gone. So I want all my stories to be great when all my grandkids and kids hear about me. So, man, I just try to leave a mark that's way bigger than life than I am.
Anderson shifted his focus to baseball late in high school. However, his only college offer was from East Central Community College in Decatur, Mississippi. He took it and went undrafted after his first year, which in most cases probably means you're not destined to go pro. Over 1,000 players were drafted in 2012, and Anderson, he wasn't one of them, which is why what happened next is so unheard of. Anderson blew up.
Better known at Hillcrest High School in Tuscaloosa, Alabama as a point guard, Anderson burst onto the prospect scene in 2013, leading Division II JUCO players in batting and on-base percentage, going 17th overall in the draft, and signing for over $2 million.
Anderson went all the way from undrafted to the first round. By 2013, he was in the minors, working his way to the show. But even early in his pro career, Anderson didn't always fit in.
You try to find your way through, try to find your little comfort zone and get comfort. But it's definitely tough, you know, when you come up young. Man, I was young. I was black. I didn't have really no black guys on the team. So it really wasn't nothing outside of the field for us to do because we didn't have the same interests. But, you know, for myself, like, that was okay. I was able to still be able to, you know, maneuver in a way to stay interested in the game and keep going. I always kept pushing. You know, I was the youngest and you know, being black coming up, man, it was definitely weird, you know, trying to have some locker room presence. But now I'm able to, you know, I form myself into a player I am today. So now there's a lot of respect that comes with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really understand being in a clubhouse. There's a lot of aspects to that, a lot of different avenues, especially you talk about being young, being black, like trying to find your way. People don't understand that that's not easy to navigate. Right. Yeah. You trying to perform, but also you trying to get comfortable. You trying to understand your teammates. You traveling away from family. Those things are tough.
Yeah. You spend time yourself on the road. You by yourself. You by yourself till you go to the field. So definitely weird. But, you know, you can't really lose track of what you're trying to do.
Anderson never lost track of his goal. He debuted in the majors with a solid rookie year in 2016. The following spring, the White Sox offered him a 6-year, $25 million contract to be their shortstop of the future. You've come a long way and even bought your mother a car, I believe, after that. So I'm interested to know, after signing that extension, what did that financial freedom mean for you and your family?
For me to, you know, sign that extension early was definitely, you know, I definitely wasn't turning around, man. You better not run these people off. I wanted to sign a deal, but, you know, that definitely gave me leeway, man. At that time, I just had my daughter. You know, I spent the time away from my daughter. You know, she was in Charlotte. I had bought a house in Charlotte at the time.
Okay.
And I was up in the big leagues. And, you know, for me to sign that deal definitely made it a whole lot easier. So now I'm able to, you know, keep my kids with me, my wife with me. So after the games, I go home and see my kids every night. So, you know, it definitely gave me, you know, a leeway to have them with me every opportunity I get. You know, it's been great, man. It's been great. And, you know, I definitely been happy with that move. You know, I'm here to stay. I like it on the South Side.
During Anderson's first few seasons, he was still a work in progress.
Pop it up for Anderson. Still backpedaling and onto the outfield. And he drops it. And the Nats get a second run on the day because of an error.
In 2018, his second full season, he hit 240. But he was developing. Then 2019 happened. Just like in college, Anderson's game blew up. He won the batting title, hitting 335. He was getting more chances to entertain the fans, and people were noticing as he took the swag to a whole nother level. Some loved it, but not everyone thought it was the right way to play the game. In April, Anderson hit a home run. No, it was a bomb.
Tim crushes this ball.
Off Kansas City Royals pitcher Brad Keller and threw his bat. Later in the game, Keller hit Anderson with the pitch. They got into an argument, and Anderson was later suspended for one game.
He flipped the bat on that home run, and Keller starts him off, hitting him in the hip. And now here come the White Sox out of their dugout. Now here come the Royals out of their dugout.
Okay, let's get to the controversial stuff, the celebrating and bat throwing. That's what I'm saying. I think it's crazy because there are these so-called unwritten rules, right, within our game. And so many of them, I feel like, shouldn't apply to today's day and age. Let me ask you this. How do we keep marketing and attracting the young generation to the game when we still have old unwritten rules to abide by as players?
We're fake preaching what you want, but then you say, hey, the bat flip I did was cool, but then you go back and say, we can't bat flip, then you suspend me. So it's like, what do you want? But then we have Tatis come back and, you know, he hit home run and hey, he ain't apologizing and we got a whole campaign going, but that's okay. But I know we're making a step. We're making a step into, you know, game is coming around. Game is coming around.
And you still going to be yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean myself. No, hey, man, I wish everybody the best. I wish everybody the best. I'm always going to be myself. I'm always going to wish everybody the best. And I'm going to keep playing, man. I'm going to keep playing and keep going. And, you know, like I said, I'm always in my own lane. Not really worried about nobody else.
From the outside, it felt like for that whole 2019 season, Anderson was at the center of a debate. A debate about the unwritten rules of baseball and how personalities like his fit in the game today.
Things that you thought were egregious during your time, it's not that way.
You want your 9-year-old throwing this bat like Tim Anderson?
No.
If my son did that, we're going to the car.
Me too.
But Anderson wasn't trying to make a statement about anyone else. He always played the game like this. Only now, he was putting up huge numbers, too.
Tim has the best batting average through 23 games. And this ball's drilled deep left field. Gone!
I could just say, like, 2019 season was definitely a real confident builder to myself. I won a batting title that year.
Tim Anderson will leave the game as the batting champion in Major League Baseball.
That's great. Not many people do that. So what that did with my confidence is like, you know, let's dig into it more. Let's see what else there. You know, if you got this part, just imagine if you can get every angle of it.
Right. It wasn't like take the foot off the gas. It was what else is there?
Stay on it. Stay on it. So the goal is every night. Like, who going to give it to you every night? Every night.
Mm-hmm.
All nine innings. Who going to do that? Nobody.
Something different.
Every night. Every night. We're going to come out. We're trying to get 3 to 4 hits every night. And we're trying to make crazy plays and routine plays. Yeah. Who going to do that?
I love that.
Guys, let up on nights. I ain't letting up. Every day, every night.
No days off.
I want to play every day.
You've gone on record to talk about how you didn't come from much after signing, but continued improvement is really the theme for your whole baseball journey, going from undrafted to 17th overall, then hitting 240 and leading the league in throwing errors to winning a batting title and finishing top 10 in MVP voting. Something tells me that you're continuing to get better. Where does the drive for improvement and greatness come from for you?
Just within myself, like, I'm always self-motivated. I don't see how you cannot wake up and just want to be the best you.
Some people don't, right? Yeah, some people are lackadaisical about that.
Yeah, but you know, for me, man, just for myself, man, I want to be the best that I can be. You know, I got a lot of people depending on me. I'm the way out. I can't. You know, I can't. I got a lot of people depending on me. So it's only right that I have to keep going through whatever moments, bad seasons, whatever. Like, nothing's going to stop. I'm going to continue to always try to get better regardless of what it is. You never know how close you are. Let's keep going.
And one thing about being on the South Side is, you know, you have the press always talking to you, always trying to figure out
what's your next move.
What's the next move, man? And I think one thing that you do is express that you want to show that you're the best shortstop in the game. Yeah. Those are big words concerning amazing shortstops in the game right now. Story, Correa, Tatis, Lindor, we know them all. But what do you personally have to do to place yourself at the top of that list?
You playing? That's it. Keep playing and then
balling.
Yeah, keep balling. It's gonna prove itself. It's all the last man standing. We'll see who the last man standing is. You know, all the rankings and all that stuff. Like, that stuff don't matter, man. They ain't paying me. Let's be real. Like, that stuff don't matter. That's just for people to talk about. Like, let's get in that dirt and see what's really going on. Like, let's see who the last man standing for real. Let's see who work ethic for real.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, the best athletes, they focus on what they believe about themselves, right?
Yeah, all that stuff that they talk, they don't know. They don't know what drives me. They don't know what type of person I am. They don't know how I understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know that stuff, and that's okay. So they just make guesses. All right, let's put this guy here. Let's put him 10. Let's put him. That's cool. I'll show you.
You let the bat and the glove and the legs and the arm and everything do the talking.
Tim is safe at third. That is as daring of a play as you're going to see.
Oh, man, ain't really much to say. We'll just see who the last man standing. I know my work ethic, man. I work every day.
What's the biggest thing you're trying to improve on this season? Is there something specific you went in the offseason like, okay, can I get better at this?
I think the biggest thing for me is just controlling the moment. Being in that moment. When you're in that moment, you're controlling it. You know, understanding that.
Do you find yourself outside of the moment sometimes?
Like, early on in my career, like early on, it was more so like just going with the flow. Not really going with the flow, but when you don't think, things just happen. Or when you don't take your time out to like step, when you're stepping in the box, control your breathing so you can control the moment. So I think that's the biggest thing, is really controlling the moment and focus. Like, focus, man. Continue to focus. A lot of those errors, that's going to lock you in more at the plate. You know, if I can focus and do that, then I got a chance to continue to be dangerous, man.
Those errors, they're way down this season. And you may have caught Anderson playing shortstop for the AL in the All-Star game just a few weeks back. It's been lots of pasta parties this season.
It's big news in the Anderson household. Every time he hits a home run, it's spaghetti night for dinner. He gets a big plate of spaghetti.
But he's not only looking to improve himself on the field. Next, Anderson opens up about mental health. The tragic death of his friend to gun violence inspired him to get help for himself and help others in the Chicago community too. But first, let's take a quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back with Tim Anderson. He's been playing baseball in Chicago since 2016, and he wanted to give back to the South Side community that surrounds the White Sox Stadium. 4 years ago, he started an organization, Anderson's League of Leaders, that works with young people who've been impacted by violence. For Anderson, it's personal. His close friend, Brandon Moss, was shot and killed in 2017. He was 23 years old.
You know, innocent soul, just in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, but things like that happen. You know, we get to a point to where we understand, you know, the ultimate goal is to get up there with him. So, you know, at that point, I couldn't be selfish, but I could continue to carry my brother's name. And, you know, we started Anderson League of Leaders, and it was for, you know, kids that's been exposed to violence. Now it's just all love. Like now, like I tell my wife, like the biggest goal is just to really put smiles on kids' faces. Everything I do, I'm hands on. Like, you won't catch me sending no check. You won't catch me just, you know, just doing this. Nah, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be there. We're going to be hands-on.
They get to see you face-to-face and get to see you a part of it.
Environment to where you can actually be kids, man, because in Chicago on the South Side, man, you know how the streets is. Like, it ain't fair. And, you know, some kids have to grow up before they have to. And, you know, by me being Black on the South Side, I get it. So it's always on the right for me to just, you know, just connect with different people.
Anderson's work in the community is an extension of his own personal journey. After his friend Brandon Moss was killed, he knew he needed help.
You've been open about the mental aspects of those things and being a part of that mental health and figuring out what works for you. Talk to me a little bit about that and how you were able to, you know, really find yourself in that space.
No, man, when I lost my friend, I went through a tough time. You know, I went to therapy. You know, that's okay. You know, that's okay to go to therapy, you know, to learn about yourself.
I think it's important for people to know that's okay.
You know, when you go in there and you start talking about stuff, man, and you start actually hearing yourself and you like, dang, like this is what's really going on. It's good to get that stuff off. But yeah, definitely was a tough time, you know, throughout my career, throughout life. It was on and off the field. Everything was just dark. And, you know, man, just to be able to kind of find myself after those years and you know, learn my purpose and get to where I am today, man, and just to be so motivated to continue to get better and continue to be a great person overall in the world. And, you know, just rub people the right way, man, and just be real. I just try to stay real and take care of yourself.
If there's one thing that kind of helped you get over some of those dark times, what do you think that it was? What helped you get over those obstacles and those hurdles?
I never forgot what I was focused on in life. You know, I may not see that light at the moment, but I always knew it was there. You know, through those moments, man, my connection just start connecting with different people and different people start, you know, motivating me and talking to me. And man, that just struck a match. And, you know, I guess after the bat flip, man, I kind of went off and I ain't turned back since. So I'm just motivated to continue to keep going, man, and continue to get better and continue to, you know, try to be one of the best players that play baseball, man.
And he's done just that. Anderson has become one of the best players in the game. And as he goes, so do the White Sox. Last year, they made the postseason for the first time since 2008. Yoan Moncada and Eloy Jimenez, two of the other young stars on the White Sox, play the game just like Anderson. And everyone expected them to make another leap together this year. So when the White Sox hired Tony La Russa as their manager before the season, a lot of people wondered if they might clash. La Russa has won 3 World Series, but he's 76 years old and hadn't managed a team in 10 years.
Talk to me about Skip a little bit. Let me know what's the dynamic, what's the vibes like with someone like La Russa and his caliber that he brings to the table.
First song is definitely weird. You know, you don't like something new. You're not open to trying something new. So I definitely wasn't feeling it. So I wasn't feeling the signing of, you know, La Russa. But you know, once I got to camp, man, and you know, we text back and forth in the offseason. I don't know him, he don't know me. So at that point we had to start at zero.
Right.
And, you know, Tony liked to have fun too. Tony gonna have fun if he over here. So, you know, it's really not stopping the way I play.
Yeah, because people try to make a big deal about it, right? Like his old school style and your new school style, right?
We on a new wave. So now, you know, now is I'm going to play the way I want to play. I'm going to give you the best I got. You want players out there that going to play hard for you, right?
Right.
I can give you that. I can give you that every night.
I love that.
Is what you want. That.
Cool. That's what everybody want. What everybody want that we talked about in the jump, from the jump, entertainment. Right. Everybody want that.
Tim greets him with a fair ball, the All-Star. That's a 13-game hit streak, and that's a fired-up dugout and crowd.
I think the biggest part I always say, man, have fun. Like, if you're having fun, like, everything else is just going to fall in line and take care of itself. The individual stats, all that's going to be there. But I think the biggest part is just being a great teammate and rally around each other to, you know, continue to get wins. And, you know, we know the ultimate goal. Like, we know over here we're trying to win a championship. So all that individual stuff, like, we got to let that go right now. We got to win a championship right now. That's what we own. And the individual stuff is going to come with that. You're going to have a great season. You win a championship.
The White Sox have been rallying around each other all year. And with Anderson leading the way, that championship is a real possibility. Yep, it's time for the X Factors. Every episode, I throw these questions out fast, and guests have to answer with the first thing that comes to mind.
If you could have a day in the life of one celebrity, who would it be?
It'd probably be like Odell Beckham or something like that.
Odell Beckham. I haven't heard that. That was a good one.
Something different.
Not I like that.
Crazy celebrities and nothing. Something different. Odell, he's crazy. He's good, man. So I like to see how he works and how his life is.
I like that one. If you could change one thing about the game of baseball, what would it be?
The on-ramp rules.
I already knew. We already knew that one. Huh?
They need to make them clear because nobody know them.
That's the problem. Nobody actually know the rules.
So therefore, there's no rules. Like, it's fair game. Whatever you want to do, do it.
I love it, man. What's your favorite movie of all time?
42. I like 42. A dope movie. But let's take a baseball scene. But also, I like all the Fridays. All about the Benjamins. I still, you know, I'm tapped in for real.
What's your go-to song before the game starts?
I'm probably listening to, like, I can't really say a go-to song because it's like, you know, I'm always
listening to different stuff.
Yeah, I'm probably listening to like some Dirt, some Lil Baby, some Polo G, you know, some Vine, you know, something different. Listen to stuff, you know, it's either Chicago or Atlanta. You know what I mean? Chicago.
Either way, it's slapping.
Yeah, it's slapping. Don't be slapping. For real.
Everybody's waiting for the YouTube to pop off. Where the YouTube at, man?
I had, you know, I did the YouTube and, you know, then COVID hit. We was giving a lot of good content.
Yeah.
You know, once the Michael Jordan thing come out and it's like, whoa, we got to slow down a little bit, man. We're giving people a little bit too much. I was giving them, you know, too much of me. I was giving people too much of me at the point to where it kind of, you know, kind of put me in a weird spot, you know, because I go back and watch the videos and I was just like, man, am I being too real with people? Because, you know, you understand, you say things and people receive things differently. And I just, I was kind of being like too real. So, you know, I kind of just was able to, you know, dumb it down a little bit and give them more life. Let them know how I'm living. I'm happy, man. Life is good.
All right, last one for you, T.A. If you could go back and tell your 10-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Stay focused. Keep pushing. You know, at 10, man, it definitely didn't look like being a baseball player at 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at that point, man, I just had to keep going until I found a route for me that worked. And I found it, and I've been driving it since.
keep going. Well, T.A., man, hey, I appreciate you jumping on this podcast. Blessings to you and the fam, and just wishing the best for you this season. Keep doing your thing. Don't change, man.
I won't. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you letting me hop on for sure. It's real.
All right. We good.
All right, love, bro.
That was Tim Anderson, shortstop for the Chicago White Sox. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and leave us a review. It helps new listeners find the show. You can discover more MLB shows at mlb.com/podcasts. Follow at MLB on all your favorite social media platforms, especially YouTube and TikTok. And follow me. I'm at Xavier_Scruggs on all the platforms. Our audio team is from Neon Hum Media and includes producers Haley Fager and Rob Dozer, associate producer Evan Jacoby, production manager Sammy Allison, and executive producers Jonathan Hirsch and Shara Morris. Editorial support from Nick White and Vikram Patel. Mixing and engineering by Scott Somerville. On the MLB team, production support from Extraordinary Athletes. Ian Kay is MLB's executive producer for podcasts. Special thanks to Barbara McHugh, Greg Klayman, Alicia Mullen, and Lance Gitlin. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.